Now, my next guest, of course, is someone who we all respect, Kahurangi Nada Glavish, and of course, we want to catch up with her this evening. Kia ora, Dame Nada. How are you?
Kia ora, kia ora. To yourself and everyone who's listening.
Thank you. So let's catch up, Nada. It's been such a while and you've been so busy. I mean, you've been to the UK since I last saw you. And of course, you're still busy with your, the health work, the health mahi that you do. And of course, you're up and down the country with some of your many other positions. So we're in the middle of the year by now. So sometimes we think it's going to be a quiet year. It hasn't panned out that way.
No, something's happened to 2023. I'm not sure what it is, but yeah, okay, it's a 2023 year and everything is happening to this year.
Yes, there seems to be a real movement, change. We're seeing change. We've got Matariki coming up in the next couple of days, and I was talking to Mataya Kepa, and he was telling me there's been this real surge in activities and people wanting to know more about Matariki and all of the projects from throughout the Mutu. It seems to be there's this real consciousness, contrary to what some people are trying to say, to tell us to get back in our place and, you know, get back in the box, know our place, Nada, but that ain't going to happen, my friend, is it?
Oh, it ain't going to happen, not ever. And the thing is, of course, is that what's happening with us here at Matariki is the fact that the whole world is watching and every Indigenous in the world will be looking to us in terms of the leadership of our observations of Matariki, our observations of our own tikanga, and our observation and absolute determination to be in our own skin and live happily ever after.
Well, that's right. And of course, it's something we've wanted to do for a long time.
Yeah, it is. And it's something that we are going to be doing for a long time. We had to come through a process in terms of the doctrine of discovery and their dreams and realizations, and they didn't break through our absolute tikka of we knowing who we are, where we are, and why we are. And so they're going to fade totally. We won't. Absolutely.
And of course, we've lost somebody just buried yesterday, Dr. Karapukitapu. And so, you know, but it is true, isn't it, Dame Nada, that as one totara falls, you know, others will rise who will be given the opportunity to, you know, hone their skills and also become very visionary in terms of leading our people into a better future as well.
Without a shadow of a doubt, because that's the way that we are designed, that's the way that we function, that's who we are, and generation after generation after generation of colonization has not taken that entirely away from us at all, and it won't. It definitely won't, because we are who we are because we are who we are. And they are still trying to find who they are in their colonized process. We're not colonized. It's them who are colonized, trying to figure out where they are and who they are in our midst. Yeah. Let there be no mistake. We are happy to live in our skin.
Exactly. And I think I've been listening recently, there's somebody going around the country, Julian, whoever he is, trying to make us feel, first of all, uncomfortable as in our position in Aotearoa, but also trying to get the Pākehā to become uncomfortable with us as well. And how ridiculous is that? Actually, I think this guy, Julian Batchelor? I think he comes from up your way somewhere, or comes from further up the north there. so then you can own him. You can claim him.
please don't blame us for this. He just arrived this part of the country from I'm not sure where. Sounds like, and I won't even blame Miles for him.
No.
I'm not sure about him at all. And I don't think he knows who he is either.
Yeah. No, that's true. Obviously, you know, if you've got to make yourself important by putting down somebody else or putting down iwi Māori, then there's something clearly wrong with you. And as you say, that they're trying to discover, I think, who they are. We don't have to discover who we are. We know very, very well who we are.
Oh, we were never lost.
Exactly. What I'm concerned about now, there's a lot of focus going on to Akawhai Ora and Te Whatu Ora. People are saying, oh, we want results now. We want results now, as if you could change things around within a certain, you know, within a very short time. First of all, Te Whatu Ora is a big beast, isn't it? I mean, you're talking about what were previously 20 DHBs. So to try and turn that beast around is a mammoth task. But then they're also saying to Te Akawhai Ora, oh, we want to see some change now. Well, I think when you're trying to build a system, particularly where Te Akawhai Ora is concerned, they're trying to build it from the bottom up, from the ground up, and that's a good thing, but that will certainly take time, surely.
Well, I guess I just want to say the Māori Health Authority that calls themselves Te Akawhai Ora, and we know that Te Aka was the vine in which Tāpaki climbed to achieve the three baskets of knowledge, but the Māori Health Authority is in actual fact crown-created, crown-appointed, and will never, ever achieve any ascent whatsoever on the vine they hope to climb in the interest of Māori. And so I personally refuse to give the name of Te Akawhai Ora until such time the Māori Health Authority, that is crown created, crown appointed, proves its worth in terms of its so-called authority for Māori health. Mm. It'll never be for Māori health. It's not, well, they talk about not about us, without us. Mm. And there was no consultation whatsoever at all.
No. No, well, I know. I thought, oh, who are these people? As we all do.
That's right. Mm. Absolutely right, Mere Peka. Absolutely right.
Yes, well, I mean, it's but I'll tell you what, though, we know the providers in our communities who are still working hard. In the event of any disaster or you know a natural disaster, we know that without doubt, within 24 hours, our whānau, the plans that they had, they will spring into action. Our marae would be there, providers would be there. We know who's living on their we know who's living on their own. All of this, you know, we don't have to be told. And I'll tell you what, we don't pack up shop and bugger off. We stay there until everybody else we know they've been accounted for, they've got the support that they need, and because we live in those communities with the whānau.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, whanaungatanga will never leave us. No. Whakako tahitanga will never leave us. And neither will manaaki tangata ever leave us. We can't help it. It's in our DNA, in actual fact, all of that. And who are these kauiwi to come in and tell us, using some of our own people, to come and change our psyche about what it is to be who we are? That ain't going to happen.
No. No, it's not going to happen. I see that in the polls, it looks, we're still 3 months out. We're still 90 days, still a good 90 days. I think it's about 13 and a half weeks out from the polling day. But, we don't know, but I don't, when you listen to the rhetoric from National and ACT, you know, we just have to make sure that everybody just, I always say, Nada, that it's great if people would just, it doesn't matter which party, As long as I know which party I'd like to think people would swing to, but as far as I'm concerned, just vote. Just vote. Damn well vote. Show that you're interested. Make sure that your vote counts.
And so the message is, if you don't go out there and vote, then shut your mouth.
You have
no right to complain or about anything at all. If you do not go out to vote, shut your mouth. And because there are those of us who are actually toiling to try to do the best we can for our people, while these non-voters seem to think they have a right to protest, they have a right to do all the things that they think they have a right to do, but not have to go and vote and give us any indication whatsoever that the track we're on is the right track. However, I am concerned about going forward in terms of the rhetoric we're receiving at the moment from the ACT Party and definitely from National Party. I am truly concerned, and I don't mind saying to whomever is listening, get out there, e tātou te iwi Māori, and vote. I want you to vote for the Māori Party, but get out there and vote anyway for whomever you think is in your best interest. Get out there and vote. Take our power back, because that's where it is. Vote, for goodness sake.
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, over the past, you know, that one of the things, you know, because we've had the numbers in the past, but then, of course, people just don't bother to vote. Well, I think if you believe, and then, of course, they say, oh, well, you know, I'm an ACT person. And I think, well, or I'm a National person, or I'm an ACT person. And I think, well, kaitapai, if you believe that a Pākehā party will look after the best interests of your mokopuna, you are delusional. You are, you know, because that's not going to happen.
It is not going to happen. It's never happened, and it is not going to happen. No way. And I want to totally tautoko that, absolutely. You know, we are the only Indigenous in this world, to those of us who are listening, the only Indigenous in this world who actually have an opportunity and have, at this moment, our own tangata whenua party in Parliament.
Yeah.
The only ones in the world. And why would we not support that? Why would we not ensure that we will maintain that? Why not? And if anybody can argue with me, come forward. Step up. And I'll be happy to stand there and debate the issue with you. Come forward. And I'm not standing for Parliament. I'm saying that on behalf of all our own people who have the courage to give of themselves.
No, you're so right. You're so right. And it's going to be, I think it will come down to the wire. Dame Nader, I think it will come down to the wire. I think there is every likelihood that things could get down and dirty. And so we've just got to understand, should that happen, then every person needs to be accountable to themselves about how they had the opportunity to turn things around. And if they didn't, then as you say, don't come moaning later.
Oh, just shut up. Just disappear and shut up. I can't bear the thought that some of our people who don't vote dare have the, think that they have the audacity, and it just lacks integrity. And, you know, the Māori word for integrity, mō tātou, is mana, motuake.
Yeah.
It is. And if you haven't got mana motuhake, holy mara, just shut up.
Well, on that happy note, Kahurangi Nader Glavich, it's been lovely talking to you. And I know that we're going to catch up very soon. That will be great. Haven't seen you for a while. And but I hope that as we progress, as we go towards the election.
Sorry? I want to say congratulations to you for having the courage to stand in the general election. That is courageous, let alone standing in our own. But you kind of, you stand in our own with the candle of hope glowing, that our own would understand where we're coming from in terms of tūturu Māori. And when you stand in a general election, e mara, you are open. You open yourself to the absolute world, me ki, of tauiwi katoa. And even though we have Māori on the general roll, there's more of rātou than tātou.